again and welcome. This is Tom, the astrology guru, joining you from the Astrology Podcast. You know, I'm joining you at such a time in the world in which I've been getting so many emails and calls from all of you, you know, with so many questions right now. So I only thought it fitting that we dedicate this episode to hope. And in doing so, I thought that it'd be very fitting to contact a very special brother from the celestial mother, Star Muse, who will be joining us on tonight's episode as well. You know, one thing that we're going to be focusing on tonight, especially with Star Muse joining us, is, you know, why astrology and why now? You know, certainly what I just preempt a little bit is, you know, we're in a karmic testing time the world over, really testing the quality structures in all of our lives. And have we built quality structures or not? So, you know, really without a further ado, I'd like to introduce that the brother from the celestial mother, Star Muse. Star?
Greetings, my dear friend. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast today. And we are here to bring hope, inspiration, desire for optimism and light, that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
There's light right now. You don't even have to get to the end of the tunnel.
Right, exactly.
But I just want to be great. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen of the world, I bring Star Muse before you, the celestial brother from that celestial mother. I attest, there is no one on the face of this earth that knows more about this empirical language of astrology than yours truly, the Star Muse, here with us tonight. So, you know, again, great fun that we're both going to be sharing our lights, focusing, you know, ultimately from astrology and what we know in our lives and why you should know a little bit more about that too. Hey, Star?
Absolutely. This is a great time to be alive.
So, you know, I just want to touch on the why astrology. And certainly, you know, while a lot of us are finding incredibly a lot of time with ourselves, more than we might be accustomed to in the world, you know, don't despair. And especially if you find yourself, you know, and with anxiety or a lot of fear or anything in which that might be unsettling to you, know that that unsettlingness really is a mirror to your soul right now. And your soul may be speaking to you in a way in which that might not be so familiar. Moral of the story is that this is a wonderful time to really know yourself like never before. And certainly for those of you that may have a little astrology knowledge out there, you know, I'm talking a little bit about Saturn's recent entry to the zodiac of Aquarius. Now, this happens every once in 29 years, but this just happened for all of us pretty much last Saturday or Sunday, respectively, where you're at in the world. So, you know, upon its entry here now, it's very real, and there's a stress test. And ultimately, the stress test is on the individual level. You know, before we start pointing fingers at anyone and why we find ourselves in this pool of misery and such, let's take a good look, and let's take a look at the responsibility we have to our own souls. And really, you know, astrology is a wonderful tool to recognize that, something that you might have overlooked, you know, most of your life. You know, a lot of people, I think, Star, you know, you would attest to this in life. Everyone has a little bit of knowledge about astrology, but it's very limited. And I think most people just are under the understanding that there's just one side of them, whatever their sun sign is that they're walking around with, which really, as we both know, is really where the earth was positioned in relation to the sun. Should be an earth sign. But nonetheless, we'll take that up on another podcast.
Okay.
But this being said, you know, ladies and gentlemen, there's much more to you than that sun sign that you're so familiar with. You know, we're multidimensional people. You inherit relationships with 10 planetary energies from birth, not just one. So now, as you may be sitting with yourself and just, you know, in the world of befuddle and just trying to understand which way is up, you know, the wonderful thing to do right now is to take this time in sort of a Thanksgiving and get to know yourself better, you know, because really any disparity you're feeling right now is a validation of the work that you haven't put into the inner world. Certainly all of us are seeing the effects of what we've done in the outer world, and karmically, we're also seeing the effects of what we've done in the inner world, too. How about it, Star?
Completely. You know, Saturn or Aquarius rules astrology. So this is a great time to really look at the tool of astrology and begin to study your trends You know, at any given point of time, it's brand new. In astrology, there is never a dull moment because every moment is brand new, you know. So because Saturn is in Aquarius, it's an opportunity to really look at the karma that's available or look at the opportunity that this time can present. And astrology is a great tool. It's ruled by Aquarians. Come on.
Right. Yeah, and just I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, reminder to everyone out there, the planets, they never all align the same way twice. And I underline ever. Okay, so that means whatever your exact birthday is, and you know, the more exact you could get, the more exact you could certainly understand of your being. That's how precise it is when you're understanding your relationship with all the planets. Because again, if they're not all aligning, but for a moment, then you know, timing is everything. That axiom is alive and well. But certainly, even without knowing your exact time of entry into this world, just knowing that day is priceless. There's nothing else that can tell you more about your life, or no one can tell you any validation better than the planetary placements from that day of your birth. Nothing. No one else would know that better than you, because you possess that energy. So Absolutely. That's really the why now, as you know, I think everyone is, there's a short wick on everyone. People are feeling confined. Certainly you could feel the restriction of the surface of the entry of Saturn into Aquarius. You know, anyone that knows Saturn's restrictive and Aquarius is our freedom, so you put the two together, well, but don't look at it like that. And again, if you're feeling that your spaces and your liberties are given up or such like that, really take a look in your heart and ask yourself, have you found your specialty, and have you aligned that with the rest of the world, and are you sharing that specialty? Because, you know, so many of us are realizing and concerned that, you know, our pocketbook and our 401ks define who we are and give us our sense of self-worth and, you know, our self-esteem. But it's very dangerous. And certainly, as we're seeing, you know, there's nothing new here. Go back another 12 years ago. We've seen all kinds through history of market ups and downs, reversals of fortune. So, you know, once again, the why now is reiterating that the more you invest in your inner world, the more rich you will just naturally be in your outer world. You know, when your focus is not making money and your focus is on making sure that your heart is content every moment of your existence, watch what happens. You're bringing magic into your life. And that's what this wonderful tool of astrology is about. It's a tool, nothing more, nothing less. It's a tool of consciousness. So as we're all world over being told to sit down a minute and take a look at things, and, you know, why should we despair? We're given an opportunity to have a better version of ourselves. That's what I'm seeing. I don't know about you, Star.
Well, I like to tell everyone, especially right now, welcome to the new world, baby. Welcome to the new world. This is an opportunity, Saturn in Aquarius, for you to be the authority of your life and your experience.
Absolutely. And only you know what you can't get enough of. You know, and it's interesting. We're, you know, from the point we arrive in this world, we're shown so many things. We inherit this legacy of all these experts that know what we should be doing with our lives. But reality, the greatest guidance that we could ever be given is to be following our heart all the time. And that's the greatest guide that most of us have never known. But again, no need to be pointing fingers or be in contempt or to be projecting any hate or anything. There's no need for that. It's nothing but love. Realize that no one can show you what they don't see themselves. So again, this astrology tool is a wonderful tool of compassion you'll find too in life. You'll find that, you know, the more you look at yourself and understand the multi dimensions of yourself, the many different relationships that are you, you'll realize that, oh, there was no target put on you in life. No one hates you. No one's trying to do anything. If, you know, you're feeling challenged and such like that, I guarantee you, the closer you look at where those planets are right now influencing you in your life, remember, they don't align the same way twice. So whatever you're born with, there's a totally different configuration right now, and it's aligning accordingly, and you're feeling it. So the key right now is, the why now is to understand what you're feeling, and the why gets answered easily. And I think, too, that, you know, one of my greatest concerns I see across the board with people in the world now, you know, Muse, is that, you know, people are feeling an emptiness and a void within themselves. They're feeling disparity. But again, I think it's really what they're seeing is they're 180 degrees away from themselves. It's almost as if they're standing on the opposite side of the room and they've met themselves for the very first time. And it's startling. Totally. And they're realizing that life doesn't go on forever and they have a shelf life. They're impermanent. And oh my goodness. So the greatest fear coming to realization now is that I'm realizing I'm not going to live forever and I've never lived a day in my own life.
Well, you know, it's said that outer experience is a reflection of inner reality. So this is a great time. This is a great time to really pull down the celestial energies that are circulating around us 360 degrees all the time and start reflecting on them internally and then watch the outer world start changing.
Absolutely. There's definitely a connection with the laws of attraction and consciousness, no doubt about it.
Totally.
And that too, you know, let this be, you know, let this be music to anyone's ears that might be angered at, you know, someone in their environment, you know, a loved one, you know, if someone's getting the better of you, you're finding yourself frustrated in your environment with your relationships. Hey, don't point a finger at them. Remember, too, you know, if your relationships aren't complimenting you on any level, you know, that's a reflection of where you're at with yourself at any given time. So also, too, if there's relationships that have been around in your life that aren't complimenting you, you know, take a look at yourself and the relationship you have with yourself and how you've been carrying yourself. Has that been in your best interest? Are you carrying yourself with self-respect? You know, the clearest way to understand that is if you are, then those are the kind of relationships you're going to have in your life. Those are going to be the ones that respect you, and there's a two-way street. But all too often, you know, certainly we see with astrology, you could certainly see the inner workings that we're taught a lot of things from the nest we arrive in this world. And there's no two better people in the world to validate that than Star Muse and myself. You know, that's where we learn to be successful or we learn to not be successful. And again, I reiterate, unless who was in that nest had an understanding about, you know, some simple truths about life, and if they had a healthy relationship with themselves and a healthy autonomy and self-respect, they understood that, you know, their job was to ensure that you had all the resources and love to flower where you belong, you know, and throughout life. And that's one thing, too, to reiterate to everyone that, you know, don't put so much pressure on yourself to figure out who you are for all of time, because you don't have all of time. You have now. So it's important to always align your heart with where you find yourself. You know, make a habit of that. Don't focus on having money as the fulfillment to your soul, because it's a trap, I guarantee you. You know, our cultures of the world, TV, it shows us that all this tangible stuff is what we should be motivated for, but really it's not. They're not showing us what should motivate us is our heart's contentment. Really, we have a responsibility, each of us, to tailor our entire life all around us 360 degrees with our heart's vision, you know, whatever our heart tells them, you know. And I think many people need a reminder of that now more than ever. And instead of, you know, blaming their creators, the family tree, the family forest, blaming governments and such, you know, it's time to separate yourself in a way, in a responsible way, and do everything that you can do in your control to ensure that you have that quality life. And one of the greatest things you can do is, you know, increasing your consciousness and increasing your understanding of the multidimensional being that you are. And the more that you have a better relationship with yourself, your life is going to instantly improve like magic.
Absolutely, because service to self and service to others is the highest form of relationship on the planet. And so we're here to really actualize our soul familiar. I love how you said that, our soul familiar. We want to get familiar with our soul, because as a result of that, the planet's going to be a better place. And your life is going to be more satisfying.
And I'm glad you brought that up, too, because certainly we're all seeing that, you know, we're seeing the less fortunate and the underprivileged now more than ever, certainly with Saturn and Aquarius bringing that that contrast ever so brightly to eye, you know, and something to be said to all the world powers and to all the 2,100 plus billionaires in this world. You know, I don't know how you live with yourself knowing that any human being just doesn't have their basic needs met. And I strongly suggest you do something about that, all world powers, while you can. Because, again, the ultimatum, it's not an ultimatum. It's your own karma. But just know you have an opportunity to do something good in all of history, to shift the paradigm and make it about all of us. You know, make the community, bring the oneness back to community and not all this segregation and whatnot. But I'm glad you brought that part up about, you know, the service and such like that to others. And because right now, more than ever, you know, there's a lot of selfless service. There's a lot of predisposition to people just giving so much at their own expense. And that's a misnomer. You know, we're all kind of taught to look after each other and such. And certainly I'm not saying not to look after each other or not to be altruistic or humanitarian, but remember to give your best to anyone, it starts with yourself, which means, you know, 51% of the time you're looking after your best interest. You're making sure you're eating before you're helping someone else fill their belly. You know, all your needs are met before you're helping anyone else. That's how you're giving your best. So now more than ever, everybody hear this. To give your best to anyone, make sure all your basic needs are met. Then go ahead, help whoever might be in need accordingly. But don't jeopardize your best interests in the account of any pity for anyone else. There's a fine balance. I'm not saying not have a heart or anything, but again, to give your best to anyone, you have to look after yourself. That's the best capacity you could ever be in. And now more than ever, make sure you all understand that.
Well, you know, with Mars in Aquarius, with Mars in Capricorn right now, it's still important to utilize your physical activity to be of service to yourself.
And, you know, I appreciate you looking around the corner. Mars in Aquarius is next week. So, again, it's reiterating, you know, there's going to be such a need to be helping everyone on a humanitarian level. Yes. Let's help each other out. Let's be the community that we know to be. But also, let's not look to our government to be our own community. We don't need a government to tell us when we could look after our neighbors and look after our friends. Let's just do it. It's our human nature to do that. Okay. But again, let's give our best to all our friends and our community by making sure we're giving our best to ourselves first.
Absolutely. We need to govern our mental perceptions of how we are living our daily life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the government that is mandatory right now that we sign up for.
It is, yeah. I mean, it's a karmic test. We're all being karmically tested. We're tested to the structures in which that we built in our life. And any area of your life in which that isn't built to last, it's not built with quality, and the source of that built to last in quality is, once again, your heart's validation. So if that's not in place in your life, you bet you're going to be feeling voids. You bet you might be feeling some fear and such like that. But that's the whole point of this episode of Hope. You know, you don't need to just feel that the whole world's against you and ultimately there is no hope, because there is. If you're breathing, if you're listening to this, you have hope, and know that that exists for you every single moment. Because every moment, once again, as you represented, Star, is a new opportunity to be born again into that moment, into the best version of yourself. And that's happening every single moment. It's this energy you've never seen before. You're being born every single moment, people, you know? So live in that exclusivity. Live in that moment, you know? Live in that space in which that you're aligning your heart, because that's all you have. You only have one moment to live. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. A lot of us are all realizing, and especially those of us that may not have done that good spiritual work inside of us now, we're feeling that lack of that duty to ourselves. So again, don't despair with that. It's a wonderful time to build every structure of yourself that you see might be lacking, you know, because that's our work is synonymous with life. You know, we're taught that we just go to school, maybe just to, you know, here in the United States, we go through, you know, 12th grade and then maybe college, and maybe there's higher, you know, doctorate after that. But, and somehow we all get this perception that our education somehow is limited to certain years of our life. But really, again, if the planets never align the same way twice and every moment are configuring in a way that we've never seen before, that means that every single moment is an opportunity to work on every single area of our life simultaneously. But it takes a consciousness to realize and apply that. But, you know, interesting stars, as we've talked so many times before, that this is nothing new. You know, what we're talking about is absolutely nothing new. Astrology is nothing new. And if this is your first time hearing about astrology or making the distinction of astrology, welcome. But I tell you, this is nothing new. For every planet gives way to the name of every day of the week that we all know. Sunday through Saturday is named from a planet we could see with our naked eye here on Earth. And that goes back as far as the eye can see. So you better believe there's a value, and certainly a value that might have been hidden most of your life. But that's the point of our podcast here, is to share this light with all of you and share that hope. Anything you'd like to add to that, Star?
Well, you know, with Venus right now in the great sign of Taurus, it's a great time to really ask yourself, what is it that I really kind of value? What do I like? What do I want to do? What really makes me feel good in my daily life? And do it every day. Really take care of yourself right now. It's a great opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only limitations really are those that are self-imposed. Again, you know, whatever we're being told to confine ourselves and such like that, see it as a blessing. You know, it's a time out. Don't fight fate. It's fate giving you an opportunity to have a better relationship with yourself and everyone in your life. To have a better life.
It's like Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, birthday, all in the same day.
It's everything. All that aggregate, everything you spoke of there, Star, is in every breath of our existence. So, you know, if you're sitting there with an attitude, you've certainly lost sight of your gratitude, because gratitude is the attitude now more than ever.
Yeah, that's,
and if you can't have gratitude for the simplest form, just being yourself, your heart and your soul and all your heart does for you, then you're going to find yourself in a very big vapor with a lot of despair and fear right now. But again, you needn't have any despair or fear. Just tune into astrology.
Absolutely. I mean, again, if someone is feeling abandoned, unworthy, or alone, this is an opportunity to really look at the issues of abandonment, aloneness, unworthiness, and take the opportunity to understand that, oh, there's a planet called Chiron. What do I need to know about Chiron in Aries right now that might help me understand myself a little better? So this is a great tool to help each and every one of us to really embody and empower ourselves to make it through. We can do this.
I'm glad you brought that up too, because it's also a tool. It's not just a tool for the present and what's around the corner in the foreseeable future, but it's invaluable to the past. It's an incredible tool of compassion for the past. I'm sure everyone listening out there has had something happen in life that was, they could be deemed the worst day of their life. Okay. I guarantee you, you tune in to that worst day of your life, that period, if you will. You look at the planetary alignment in relation to your own life. You will see the validation of those great tests of your character at that time. There's no coincidence. You know, certainly, make no mistake, astrology isn't going to predict everything happening in the future. What it does is it predicts an energy in which is your stimulus for your fate and your growth. And the more that you wake up to that, you'll understand where you are to be working at any given time and the areas of your life accordingly. And when you align yourself with that synchronicity, in sync, if you will, naturally what you're going to do, you're going to feel emotionally content and fulfilled. You're going to feel a great sense of belonging. You're going to feel incredible gratitude, because life has never been so great and wonderful.
You know, that's right. I mean, it's an opportunity for us every single day to align with our celestial allies and to see what gifts they actually have for you and embody them and become like, you know, companions with this celestial army that you have. It's an army of the celestial body, you know. It's amazing.
It's a movie. It's interesting that Hollywood's kind of shut down now, but it's really a movie. We're all, all of our lives are scripted. You know, it's interesting. Anytime that I, you know, some parents come forth with a newborn, they want to know, it always warms my heart when someone wants to know who's in front of them and how they could best be guides for them. I mean, that just warms my heart that that consciousness is out there. But ultimately, that is the reality. You know, we are to be those conscious guides, you know, for ourselves. And certainly if we're creators, we need to do that for our creation. You know, the best way we could lead is by example. So, you know, don't be so forceful of your values on another, even if that is your creation. That's a whole different soul there. It's not one size fits all. So make sure you're teaching by example that, as you had mentioned with Venus and Taurus right now, Muse, that yes, it's about understanding your own desire nature and what makes you feel good and whole and gives you self-worth and self-esteem. Again, nobody knows what that is. You know, so the whole point is gaining pleasure from our existence. And we do that by understanding that, you know what, there's no better time in the present to invest in the quality of our life. And when you do that, you're not going to find yourself, no matter what's happening in the outer world, you're always going to find yourself content because you've taken the time to know yourself. And that relationship you have with life isn't contingent upon anything outside of yourself. So you're always whole, perfect, and complete.
You know, that's right. And loving it. I mean, what do we say? Be smart, love yourself more.
Well, Star, I really appreciate you coming by, you know. And again, everyone, this is Tom, the astrology guru. You could find me at www.knowastrology.org. That's no, spelled K-N-O-W, astrology.org. And Muse, you want to give a shout out to anyone, or you want to provide any information for anyone to contact you?
Yes, starnews1008@gmail.com. That's STSTARMUSE 1008@gmail.com.
Starmuse1008@gmail.com. Thanks again, Starmuse, for joining us this night and sharing your light and giving hope to the world. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back around for some more of this positive vibration. Everyone be well. Know yourself more, love yourself more. Until next time.
Ciao.